Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pay for they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.
Say on task, what's
that
mean to say? He quit on him.
All right, quit man. I mean, you know,
He went to go do future. I mean, bigger and better things, man. I'm gonna leave it at that.
I don't have to leave it at that because I ain't his partner. The nigga quit again, okay? That's what he did.
Hey. All right, somebody gonna have to fill me in. I'm missing shit.
It was a surprise to all of us, brother.
You know how it be, man. You know how it be.
Yeah.
But nevertheless,
show must go on.
Show Sin City must go on, and Sin City will go on. You know what I mean? We got Miss Peaches with us.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
How's it going?
All right. How you doing?
I'm chilling. Just trying to survive. I feel like my man.
Oh, you know.
I'm gonna put out my new single. What my man say on Five Heartbeats, Flash. Lonely as fuck.
You.
Yeah,
hey.
That was pretty good.
You guys, I fell at the gas station and hurt myself.
Oh.
Fell at the gas station.
Y'all gotta stop going to gas stations. You go to the gas station, hurt yourself. He go to the gas station, damn near get killed. Y'all gotta stop.
Okay.
You supposed to set that to the ambulance came.
Right.
No, I'm good. I mean, I grow up, but I'm gonna be all right. I'm on some meds, and I'm sitting up here. You know, that's why I didn't call in yesterday. I was too high. So I didn't take no medicines right now. After the show, I'll take my medicines and then I'll be asleep.
That's crazy.
I just put it like this. I hurt my whole body from my shoulder, my neck, my elbow, my knees, and my wrist.
I mean, did they give you any type of compensation?
Girl, when I went down, I went down.
Was you trying to pump the gas from the hood of the car? What the fuck?
Liquor store, check this out, girl. I was going in the door trying to pay him. And I guess the curb didn't see me because I know I raised my leg up, you know, to open up the door.
Wow.
The curb didn't see you.
The curb didn't see you. Okay.
That's a new one. Well, we hope you feel better.
I wanted to fight that day. He was like, shit, I ain't seen no action in a while. Go ahead and trip her up.
I'm going to go whoop that curb ass for you.
Thank you, baby. Go get him good.
Go point him out to me. Point him out.
I am. When you get here, I'm going to point him out.
Yeah, point him out. Got my sludge hammer. I'll go Triple H on him.
Okay, you about as crazy as she is, but all right, nevertheless.
I wanted to see him spit the water in the air, shit.
Okay, check this out, y'all. We up and running. We SinCityRadioShow.com. We up and running. We doing our thing. I don't know if anybody got on it last night or yesterday or whatever the fact is, but God damn. Boy, girls are pimps too. Good Lord. Good Lord. That's all I can say.
I have to agree with you because I've never seen, well, snakes and titties. That's all I can say. Snakes and titties. I just, damn.
Man.
Well, Father Time.
You said what?
He quit on them. I'm sorry,
Cass. I'm sorry. I mean, it's cool. I mean, hey, Father Time no longer works for us anymore.
Oh, his loss.
And so he's no longer associated with this organization.
You know what, man? At the end of the day. He's always going to be, you know, a part of Sin City, but, I mean, you know.
Right.
I guess he felt he needed to move on, so whatever the case is, I mean, you know, like I said, more power to him. Hey, I wish him all the best in his future endeavors.
All right. Well, as long as we still got you on here, we all right.
Right. That's all that matters.
All right.
Hey, good morning, Pip, sitters and sinets.
Hey.
How you doing, Miss Pimp?
I'm good. You sound kind of down, man. What's going on with you?
No, it's not that. I'm trying to do a whole bunch of things at once. That's all, you know.
Man, it's hump day. Let's get it together.
Right.
I waited all day for this moment. For you to come on.
Man.
So I need you to wake up and get on your business.
Oh, no. We going to do that. Mr. Tim, and I got to tell you, I think Eazy-E summed it up. I think Eazy-E summed it up best. When I seen that picture today with them snakes and them big old breasts,
Rob, it was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
She's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
I would have to concur. Girl.
And you know, those pictures are probably, about 4 years old. My snakes are like so big. I want to take some more pictures of my big snakes. I have 8.5 feet snakes, and yeah, so.
All I can say is, okay. We hissed at you one time. We hissed at her.
Well, you know, that's why, I mean, when one of those shows that you was talking about, that does the intimate wear, man, I went to go look for her ass and know that she couldn't do nothing for me. She couldn't. She was just like, damn. You know, and it's hard. I mean, I'm like nice, soft, freaky, crazy stuff, and it's hard. It's real hard.
Well,
I was in total awe. I mean, when them motherfuckers came out, I was like, oh, Lord, oh, the humanity. Seemed like the Hindenburgs then landed.
Not Hindenburgs.
Man, I was like, wow. All right, Wick, I don't know. You probably ain't been on that yet, but, man, you get a chance, SinCityRadioShow.com. That's where we at now. No more SinCityRadio.net. It's SinCityRadioShow.com.
Yeah, because it wasn't working no more.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's no fault of mine. But nevertheless, I digress. Peaches. Peaches still on here? I guess she disappeared again. Okay. So now, with that being said, I gotta ask, and I know we touched on it yesterday, but Ms. Pimp, I mean, have you ever weighed those things?
Actually, I did. Just to know. And I put them on a baby scale, and they were 14 apiece.
That's it?
Yeah, but that was then. So, I mean, I don't know. I haven't done it lately. I mean, when I did do it, that was years ago. It was 14.
Man, you know one of your breasts is bigger than my whole head? And I got a big-ass head.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, and, you know, it's funny to me. I got a big head myself. Honestly, God, I do. But I took one side and put it on my head and still had a little bit of room.
That's totally amazing.
A little bit of room.
You know, I'm a little guy. and a titty man. So I'm in love. I got there trying to put my whole body just to try to suck one.
Dude, she can fit you up under them motherfuckers. She can fit you up under them motherfuckers and take you in the movies. I bullshit you not.
Hey, man,
she can put you up under them motherfuckers to take you in the movies. You get in for free.
Who needs pillows? I mean, seriously, I would never spend another dime on a pillow. Fuck that. Let me pop one of these bad boys up. I would never spend another dime on a pillow or a pillowcase again. You heard me?
I'll never spend another dime on a pillow.
Okay, all right, with that being said, so now let me ask y'all, my man Wick said he's a breast man, okay, ladies, what is the best feature on a man to you? I'm going to start with you, Liquor Store, the best feature, the feature that just makes you say, oh, god damn.
Oh, would have to be his eyes.
Eyes. Okay. Okay. All right. I can go with eyes. I can go with eyes. Okay. Miss Peaches. Is Miss Peaches back on here yet? Okay. We're not gonna need to ask for her no more because she didn't left the show again. Miss Pimp.
Talk to me.
All
right, I would have to say his teeth. His teeth, I mean, that's the it factor for me, is the teeth.
Good deal.
Okay, so you have to have a pretty smile. Hello? Am I losing everybody today?
I'm here.
I'm still here.
Well, I guess I was asking the question. Miss Pimp, she just pretty smile, Click.
Boob accidentally hit the end button.
That's what I'm thinking. Them motherfuckers probably hit the end button. So
they got a mind of their own. Telling you,
hey, you know when she sleep, you think they move around and be fucking with shit?
I don't know. I can't even tell.
You crazy, yo? You crazy for that one?
What? 14 pounds? That's a little human.
It's like having... Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. It's Selena.
Hey.
What's up, baby?
Nothing much.
What you want tonight?
Nothing. Just call me in for a minute before I go to sleep. It's my bed, man. Shit. Saying hello.
Well, that's what's up. I appreciate it. Trying to figure What's the sexiest feature on a man to you?
Lips, of course.
Lips?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what, you got to have those full lips, those thin lips? I mean, what is it?
Full, big, never thin. Full, big, never thin.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, anything, I already know what you're thinking about, you little nasty butt.
Oh.
And you, big old lips, I need to suck all on this motherfucker. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah. As long as you know.
You say what?
As long as you know.
Yeah. Just so nasty. Just something nasty. All right, so is my girl back on here yet? Is Pimp back on here yet? Or teachers? I mean, damn. They press the button, then don't want to talk. They killing me.
I'm here.
Who is that saying I'm here?
Pimp.
Who?
It's Pimp.
Okay. Well, yeah. Shit, I thought your damn titty didn't hit that motherfucking button. Selena.
No, I'm not at home, so I'm at somebody else's house, and so I didn't want you to get the background noise.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. I appreciate that. Selena, you know we back up on SinCityRadioShow.com, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm letting you know now, baby, so I need you on now. Selena.
Okay.
Nah, you know, I know you, man. You've been knowing each other a long time, man. You got that thick lower body.
Mm-hmm.
Selena, these motherfuckers is unhuman. You hear me? These motherfuckers are bigger than your whole head.
I got a big head. Good God.
Selena, bigger than, can hide your whole head. You hear me?
She said the motherfucker's 14 pounds. Oh,
she said that was the last time she checked they was 14 pounds.
Stupid.
I refuse to believe that them motherfucker's still 14 pounds.
She got baby midgets under her shirt.
Yeah, you the true definition is like, it's like you smuggling some midgets up under your shirt.
Oh, man, you can... Can you crush your can?
You are silly. You know what I did do? I will say this. What I did do is I put a glass. I just, you know, set up and I put a glass with some liquid in it and, you know, just to see if I could hold it. And I did that.
Put your straw automatic cup holder.
No, I mean, I put a fist in there, you know. I could put a fist in there and get into where I want to with it, but I'm not a drinker, so. But I did that for other people.
Put this in so we can get in close.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, you could put a fifth up under your titties and just walk in. I mean, I heard you say it on the show before, but I was like, yeah, okay, she exaggerating. No, you can get a half a gallon up under them motherfuckers. Selena, you got to see them. I didn't believe it until I saw them. Them motherfuckers are incredible.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of kitty.
A whole lot. Shit, you'd be half as small with them motherfuckers just with the book alone.
Stupid.
But I'm just saying. But now, like, okay, like me, see, I am a breast man. I do like breasts. I do. But, I mean, I like hips and ass, too. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it true what they say, like, if you got, like, you either going to have either or if you got both of them, motherfuckers usually ugly?
That ain't true.
I mean, I'm just going by. I'm just speaking. I'm just speaking.
That is mean. Shit.
No, I mean, but come
I
on,
heard
now.
That
you didn't
before,
see.
That. I know, I've heard that before.
Right, you seen some motherfuckers in the club, you like, God damn. And, you know, I've seen some motherfuckers that dance and be like, God damn, look at that motherfucker. That motherfucker turn around, you be like, whoa. This motherfucker bit a brick. What the fuck is wrong with her?
You stupid.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's been a couple. It's been a couple. Well, nah, I mean, ladies, I mean, what
well,
do y'all
I'm
look
the
for?
One to have either or.
You said what, baby?
I said I'm the one with the either or. I'm like you said, bottom heavy. I don't have no boobies. But I know where to get some. Shit. Yeah, nowadays you can change that. No, I don't want to change it. Everything else big, I'm good. Shit. No, I'm just saying. That's why, you know, so the sand don't go no more, Cass.
What's that, dog?
The sand that, you know, if they got both, they usually, I mean, they ugly. Because nowadays, they go change that shit.
Yeah.
Go buy them some titties.
What?
Go buy them some titties. The cute ones,
well,
if she just got ass, if she just got ass, she go buy some titties. But if she don't got no ass, she go buy her ass.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I've never really ever met a person that really ever done that. I mean, like, personally.
Well, or have you? You might
right.
have.
You probably didn't even know.
You know, you should have
right.
the fake booty
that,
or something.
I was always under the impression that, though, that, you know, that you could always feel. But I don't know. So you can't always feel.
I just felt some that was pretty goddamn good. Doctor was, ah, shit. whoever her doctor was, them motherfuckers was great.
Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good.
Who is this?
Miss Poetry.
Oh, okay. You do know you sound like a kid, right?
No, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
I mean, I have to make sure. Shit, you trying to get my show shut down?
Wow. Sorry. I'm all whole grown.
Okay. Well, so how you doing tonight?
I'm peaceful. How about yourself?
I'm good. Now, let me ask you. What's that one thing that you look for in a man? I mean, that one little, let's see. We heard eyes, we heard lips, and for you, what is it? What is that one thing that makes you just be like, oh, Lord, I got to have him?
How dark-skinned he is.
Okay. I can pass for that one.
Yes, you can.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. But so you dark-skinned men turn you on.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, not to offend anybody if there is any light-skinned, you know, men on the phone. Not to offend anybody, but I don't know. It's just that's just a preference. I just like dark-skinned guys.
Right, because we back. Shit, after New Jack City, Wesley brought us back.
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Come on now. We've been back for a while now.
Yeah, I've been back for a while. But you know what? It seemed like light-skinned guys only deal with a certain type of female, where it seemed like dark-skinned guys, they not just so closed-minded as to me as light-skinned guys.
I concur. I agree with that. I can agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yep, so.
So I'm going to say yay to the dark-skinned guys. Damn you yellow motherfuckers. Y'all time is over. What? I mean, every now and then they try to pull. What's that little green-eyed motherfucker that everybody be going crazy for? He just played in the movie with Kevin Hart. I don't know his name. Little green-eyed dude. He trying to bring the light-skinned motherfucker back.
From Barbershop.
Yeah, that
the
guy.
The one that played in Takers?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Him. Yeah, I see. Is that Chris Brown's brother?
Well, in the movie.
Not in real life, in the movie. Yeah,
oh, okay. I was about to say, well, damn. That was a well-kept secret.
Mad work on that.
See, they don't do nothing for me, but, you know.
Okay. All right, we were talking about last night, and, I believe Janine was on the phone, and we were talking about this last night about the, you know, the threesomes and all that. Now, which made me think, and I'm like, okay, if, and we just hypothetically speaking, ladies, so I know some of you ladies like, well, it ain't going to happen, but if it did, what would be your preference for the woman that you had to pick? And I'm going to start with Poetry. If you decided to give your man a threesome and you had to pick the woman, what is your preference for that woman that you would pick? How would she have to be?
I got to think about that. Can you come back to me?
Okay. Selena, what's up with you?
Oh, God. You said a preference, like the preference as far as light, skin, dark?
Yeah, light, dark, slim, healthy, you know, thick thighs, big ass. I mean, what would be if you just had to pick? Like I said, we hypothetically speaking, but if you had to pick one, and you could pick, you could pick yours. What would it be?
It would be a nice. It would be like a dark skinned little, not really petite, but no, not petite at all. I don't know. I guess I like them like my man. Shit, dark and kind of thick. Shit. And cute.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I mean, I ain't mad at you. Liquor store, what about you?
Raven.
You said what?
Y'all know who Raven Simone is, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Raven Simone.
Very feminine.
Okay. Raven before she lost all that damn weight and started looking funny. Raven.
Right. Oh, yeah. She got to be very feminine.
Yeah,
okay,
I can't do no books. I can't do no. If you think that you're a boy or you talk like a boy, you dress like a boy, you walk like a boy, you're not my type. I need you to be feminine because I'm feminine. So a feminine.
I don't want no young twerksters. I don't want a twerk star.
Not twerk star. Well, they get dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, my thing, like I said, and I think we touched on this last night, and my thing is I would prefer the woman to pick her anyway. If you're going to give me a threesome, I want you to be totally comfortable. I don't want to hear no, you know, and Lord knows I don't want to bring no motherfucker that you feeling like, okay, what, this bitch look better than me or something? You think this bitch look better than me? Mm-mm. I don't want to hear nothing, so I'm going to let you pick them. What you think, Wick? Do you think you should go out and pick them, or you think you should let the lady pick them?
I think the lady should pick them. As long as you don't bring, you know, when the lady said no, they don't want no butch ones, hell, I hope the man going to disagree to the butch one, too, anyway. I wouldn't want no butch, no chick that thinks she a man, but I want her to pick her, you know.
Some niggas answer that women, shit.
That would be one of my stipulations. If I were ever to give him a man, you can never pick the chick. Like, that's on me. And you can never bring it up. If I decide to bring a woman home, then that's the only way it's going down. Or to the room or whatever it was. But you know me, like you said, we hypothetically speaking, personally, I'm not fucking with it. Now, I will say this, because I thought about this last night. I'm going to tell you honestly the truth. I would not bring a threesome into my relationship, but I would be the chick you call into yours.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that, okay, and you know what? And I found out a lot of women are like that. Like, okay, I won't do it with my man, but shit, my girl asked me, yeah. So with that being said, is it because even though it's like you wouldn't do it with your man, but you would do it with somebody else? Does that still go up under because you're doing it because it's still a fantasy of yours, or you know you just say fuck?
Me personally, I think that and some women may attest to this, okay, but I think that all women are a little bit gay. Now, when I say that, I don't mean it to say that you would go so far as to be with another woman, but I think that all women appreciate other women. I mean, I just do. There's so much to love about a woman, you know what I mean, that you, if you're the type of person where you're confident with yourself, you can give props where props are due. So me personally, my relationship is mine. I won't tamper with my own relationship. But if you are open-minded enough to want that in your relationship and you don't mind it, and then I'm also the type of person where I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, try to creep my way into your relationship. If we're having a threesome, that's it. You ain't got to worry about me sneaking on the side with her or your man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about that. I'm only in the picture when y'all want me in the picture. You know, so it's like,
okay.
You do what makes you happy. If that floats your boat, no problem. Because I'm confident with myself, but I also can recognize a beautiful woman when I see one. So it's like, shit, she's got a pretty face, some nice breasts, some thick hips, and shit, she's seductive. Hell yeah, I'm down with it. But I'm not going to call her into my relationship.
Okay, all right. All right, Poetry, what about you?
I probably would go with somebody that kind of looks like Erykah Badu, like a darker version of her.
Hmm.
You know, her body shape.
Hell yeah.
That's who I would, you know. That's who I would pick, somebody like that.
Okay. Erykah Badu. I love that video with people walking down the street naked.
Her in my phone.
Oh, yeah, the window seat. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was like, God damn, she was killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that where your name came from?
Yes, ma'am. I write poetry, so, and that's the window seat, the meaning of that kind of goes with.
All right, yeah. I can dig it. I like that. Okay.
So in other words, you're a freak on the low.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Sin
City.
Nothing
wrong with it.
Right. Welcome to Sin City. Now, you know what? And I think, like, with me, I think, like, I can do, I mean, I think with me, it's like, okay, the threesome thing. It's like, we could do it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, is it, let me see, how can I put this? Is there rules to it?
This would be serious shit, because I never can hear.
Hell yeah, there's rules. I got rules.
Okay, what
I do it with? You should have knew it was going to be rules if you're doing it with your woman.
Okay, I mean, what's the rules?
All right, I'll start, because I'm adamant about this situation. Like, because I would very much like to explore that fucking really freaking nasty, kinky, dirty side of myself. With,
you know,
with
I want you to explore
partner.
That too.
Okay, but here's my rules. Here's my stipulations. And y'all let me know if, you know, I'm saying that's too far. All right, I feel like if this is my relationship, you are my man, I'm your woman. Here's my deal. Number one, I pick the female. Number two.
Okay, we got that rule established.
All right, number two. Depending on the circumstances, okay? So I will say that this one has a little bit of room, but I don't really want you to penetrate her. She can give you some head. She can suck
what?
Your dick. She can suck your dick.
I will have a
let me finish. Hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish. I don't really want you to penetrate her, okay? Now, on the other hand, if she's with anal, I'll let you fuck her ass. I'm not going to let you in her pussy.
No. No. No.
Because I don't do the anal thing. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to be fair, because I don't do the anal thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So if she'll let you fuck her ass, then I don't have a problem with that. But I'm not going to.
I really wish I had that insurance commercial sound bite. That's not how this works. That's not how this works.
Well, you asked me were there rules, and so I'm telling you my.
Okay, you know what, in all honesty.
Again, this is the reason why I won't incorporate it into my relationship, because I have too many stipulations, and my man is not going to.
Yeah, yours, I couldn't do that. I mean, what's the purpose of having
it? And that's fine with me. That's fine with me. We don't ever have to bring it up.
No, but I'm going to have one. I'm letting you know that now. I'm going to have one.
Yeah, okay, well.
But I mean, come on now, you gotta bend on that. I mean, okay.
Before we even
get into it, I want to ask the other ladies. I'm gonna ask Selena. Selena, is that a feasible one? What she saying, is that feasible?
I mean, I don't know, because I'm not. I can't even really. I'm just not the man that I love. I'm not having no threesome with him.
Exactly. That's why there's so many stipulations. Exactly.
Right. So
in other words, you're trying to make enough stipulations where he don't want to do it.
Basically.
Well, why you agree?
I'll give it to you.
Why even agree to it?
Because this is something that you want, and I'm willing to go along with
you. You're not giving me what I want, though.
But that's not my problem. That's not my problem.
Okay.
See, because the way I see it, the only reason for you to want a threesome is because you want some new pussy. If I allow you that, then, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Ain't it better to supervise, though? Supervise it? That way I'm not stranded?
Sure indeed. But either way it goes, I can't pull you out.
But you're not letting me get no new. You're not letting me get no new pussy.
Exactly. And she can suck your dick. I mean, seriously, what man don't want head from another woman while his woman is watching? I mean, seriously.
Hey, Cass. If I want that, goddamn it, I can sneak that bitch in the car and goddamn close my eyes and think of your ass and, or put you on my phone picture or something.
Right,
you. I don't want to look at you.
I don't even think, and honestly, I don't really think you should do it at all. I mean, you shouldn't even get a man that satisfaction because the simple fact
right.
is, I don't believe that you could take, I mean, because if you sitting there saying you can't take him, I don't even think you could take him getting head from another woman, especially if his head didn't rock back and he like, God damn.
But on the upside, all her rules would work, though. In reality, just because it's a man, they're going to be so wrapped up in it being two women, you know, shit, all the rules, whatever they say, you know, y'all going to go with it because y'all men, and y'all, this is the threesome you wanted, so you'll follow the rules. You wouldn't
you know
even
what?
Think
and,
about the rules once it's going on.
You know what?
Once it's going down, you're not going to even think about that.
But wait, you didn't even let me finish. My stipulation on letting you hit the pussy is, you fuck me raw. You got to strap up if I let you hit her pussy. There's no way you wanted her raw. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so I'll let you hit, but you're putting on a condom no matter what.
I agree with that.
All right, he didn't even let me finish. He didn't even let me finish because I did say it depended on the circumstances. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't let me get that out.
You know what? Because you're lying.
I'm not lying. I discussed this in my personal relationship and actually went so far as to give a chick our phone number so that we could do that. So I'm not lying.
I wouldn't have did it. I'm mad fuck this.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so now would you have any regrets? I mean, would you have any regrets afterwards? Would you be looking at me different like, oh, yeah, you like that bitch, huh?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You, Cass, on the show? Yes. You personally? I don't know, so I can't answer that question.
Why? Okay, so why me? Why would you have regrets with me?
Do you want me to answer that question?
Sure, why not?
Because Cass is a whore. That's why.
Damn, whore.
Right.
You're a man whore. A man whore.
Yeah. This is the same person, and if y'all didn't catch the show last night, this is the same person who believes it's okay to show up at a person's house who you said that you love, get your dick sucked, and then not call her after that. This is why you're a whore.
Who said that dumb shit?
I don't see nothing wrong with that, Cass.
I know you don't, because you're a hoe, too. Anyway, and
Janine, I'm not a whore.
Janine already set fire to your ass.
I'm not a whore.
I ain't even got to go there. Janine already set fire to your ass. I ain't even got to go there with you. You're irrelevant in this topic.
Hold on. Don't Selena me. Not Selena. You've been knowing me longer than anybody on this show.
I don't know your horse status.
Don't put me in there. I don't know your horse status. Nope. I ain't going. I cannot.
Really?
Sorry. I'm sorry, homie. I don't know.
I said cat. I don't know you
personally.
So whoever you are outside of this show might be
I'm pleading the fifth.
Selena. Hey, Selena, do it for the city. Yeah.
Do it for the city. I ain't going to do it.
Do it for the
city. I ain't going to do it.
Hell, ass. Okay.
Get me out of it.
Poetry.
Yes.
Poetry. Now, you didn't call the show a couple of times. I said you didn't call the show a couple of times. Do I actually come off like a whore?
That's how I'm more like. You come off very freely. That's a safe word.
You a hoe. In other words.
Oh. I'm just saying, you know, well, I don't know. You know, people have two sides to them. So maybe this may just be Cass, you know, and who you are as your personality on Sin City. Maybe outside, you know, in your real life, maybe you don't carry yourself like that. But
you're just a real friendly person.
Let's just hypothetically speak this out. Let's just say I do carry myself the same way I carry myself on the show. That's just me. This is me. Am I a hoe?
Okay. Well, nobody, we can't answer to say if you a hoe or not, but I mean the way you handle yourself, it just expresses that, you know, you probably encountered a lot or you've done a lot and will do a lot.
But do you just have hoe tendencies? Lord Jesus.
God damn, I've been called a whore.
I feel bad. I wish I could have been. But you are right. I mean, I'm trying to think. You always been kind of an asshole to me. But you were cool.
Okay, and that
cool,
I can accept.
The cool asshole.
Okay, I can accept that.
To my own defense, I said I don't know you personally. I said the person that I've come to know on the show is a whore.
And why is that?
You might not lead your regular, normal, everyday life that way, but on
We're hypothetically speaking this. What if if I did live my life the way I live it on this show, I mean, what makes me a whore?
Your views overall on how you see how relationships should work. I mean, you're a chauvinistic. You're one sided.
Okay, so me being chauvinistic and one sided, how does that make me a hoe?
Because it seems like you're the type of person on the show, and if that's the way you carry yourself, it seems like you're the type of person that's like, you know, I am what I am, and I know what I got, so I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do, regardless of how it makes you feel.
Hey, man, I am man.
How does that make me a hoe? I'm still trying. I mean, that can make me an asshole, but how does that make me a hoe?
Based on things that you said on the show, it's like if you got a good woman at home, if you got somebody that's on your team, a rider, that's like, you know what I mean, I don't want shit from you, but you still got that kind of like, well, if I want some pussy, I'm going to go get some pussy. If I want some head, I'm going to go get some head. If I don't want to clean the house, I'm not going to clean the house. And you're going to
back up. What does cleaning the house got to do with being a hoe?
It has a lot to do with being a hoe, because hoes don't think they have to work for a living. Hoes believe that everything is supposed to come to them. That's what makes it a hoe.
A hoe? I'm sorry. I got to disagree with that. Now, that makes me a hoe because I don't want to clean up. I feel like I shouldn't have to clean up my house. That makes me a hoe.
Let's flip it to a female. If your chick was a bad bitch and she walked around in lingerie all the time with her ass all banged out and she put that pussy in that head on you raw every day. But she didn't feel like she had to do shit else. You pay the bills. You bring the food in the house. You do this. You do that. All I got to do is slang my pussy. That makes
no, you don't, bitch. You going to clean that goddamn house.
Okay, but
that long
I'm
right.
I agree.
That long as you're right.
I agree with you, Wick, but what I'm saying, I'm answering his question. You basically feel like this hoe ain't shit, but she just...
Whoa, hold on. You might be a lazy motherfucker. You might be a good-for-nothing motherfucker, but I'm not. You're not a hoe.
Okay.
Plus, I can't kick you out because you got some good-ass pussy.
Well, that's how hoes keep That's how hoes
I'm trying
it.
To... No, I'm sorry. Yesterday, I could even go as far as say yesterday, all right, well, I listened to y'all point of views, and I thought about it, and, okay, maybe dude was wrong, all right. But I'm sorry. I can't see me being a hoe because I don't like the – because I feel like you need to clean the house.
You nitpicked on one thing.
Okay,
that
I got
said,
a question.
And you completely ignored everything else that I said. That's one point,
okay.
But I made four. So let's move to another one. What part of those other things that I said that didn't make you a hoe?
Okay, because I like getting my dick sucked by my hoe.
If you like getting your dick sucked by multiple women when you have one.
How many times have you heard? I never said I just put my dick in everybody's mouth. You never heard me say that.
I didn't say that you did.
I said
based on things that you've said on the show, this is how you come off. I was answering
right,
the
okay.
question. Okay,
now
I
will
never
say
said
I,
that that's how you are.
I understand. I will go as far as saying this. Yes, I've had my dick sucked more than by one woman, but now
I'm
pretty
sure
you've had your pussy ate by more than one man.
Of course, but that's not what I'm saying. I said you seem like
a person. Let me ask you:
Do you
like having your pussy ate? Do you like for him to lick on it? Huh?
Well, yeah.
You said no.
No, I
didn't. She might not like just the lick. You know, some, you got to suck too, man. I can't just be licking.
I mean, whatever the case is, but it feels good to you, right? If you had
it
done by
of course,
it's been done by multiple people, right?
I haven't had it done by multiple people while I was in one relationship.
I mean, so how do you know that that's what I do?
I didn't say you did.
I said
based on things that you have said on the show, and I said, Cass, I don't know you personally. I don't know how you live your day-to-day life. I only said based on the characters that you play on the show or whatever.
Right, and I understand that, but I'm trying to – wait, man, hold on before we even finish. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey. It's going good. You might look at him. He get it sucked all the time.
What?
What's that about now?
And she knows you better than I do. So what's that tell you?
Okay, but does
she
that
said
make,
cast
okay.
a hoe.
She said I'm a hoe.
She said do a hoe.
Yeah.
I did say that. I said Cass is a hoe. I said the person on the show is a whore. I did not say that he, as a whole person, is a hoe.
Okay, but now the name.
Well, the cast, the person that formerly known as the one on the show, is a whore.
Well, what that means is that, like I said, I don't know the person. I don't know how he carries himself on a day-to-day basis. I don't know how he is around people every day. So that's why I'm saying as a whole person, I don't know him. I don't know him personally. You know what I'm saying? All I know is the person that I talk to on the show every week. And the person
the
that
person
I talk
she
to
knows a whore.
Every week seems like he's a whore. Now, and to my own defense, I asked him if he honestly want me to answer that question. And he
I did. I mean, I'm just trying to get a better understanding. That's all. That's it. I'm not offended. I'm just trying to get a better understanding. That's all.
Okay, well, as long as you're not offended, then everything is all good.
No, I'm not offended. I'm not offended at all. All right, Janine.
Huh?
Janine, let me ask you. I mean,
Is
Kaz a whore? Does Kaz seem as if he's a whore?
What you mean, on the show?
Yeah, if what you hear on the show is my everyday life, will I be considered a hoe?
No, I mean, you really don't say what you do. I mean, all men look and like to look at different women and talk about how good they look and stuff like that. That don't mean you're doing nothing. It ain't like you be on here and be like, yeah, I fucked her and I be fucking all these people. You don't ever say that. So I can't call you no hoe.
Okay. What about the fact that I don't clean up? Does that make me a hoe? Did the fact that all I do is slang dick, does that make me a hoe?
Damn.
No, that just means you slang good dick, I guess. Yeah, you good at not saying exactly what you be doing. You know how to fix the words just right.
I agree.
Damn, where's Father Time when I need him? So he got on his fuck with Kaz.
And he thinks you're the cockiest person in the world, so he would totally be in agreement.
Yeah.
Come on.
He thinks who's the cockiest person in the world?
Kaz. Father Time believes that Kaz is the cockiest person to walk the fucking earth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have y'all ever actually sat down and listened to him talk?
Hey, I told you, that nigga's confused, but I'm just talking about how he has portrayed you. He said that you're very cocky, and what else did he say? He said several things about you that
well, he always called them conceited.
Yeah.
He always calls them conceited.
I mean, but again, you know, this is your show. You have a job to do. So if that is your show persona, okay, then so be it. It has nothing to do with your personal life and how you live on a day-to-day. I just only said based on this show.
And I'm listening to that. The fact based on the show, I'm a whore. But I was just trying to get the
better
understanding
of.
Yeah,
right, and he's a lazy fuck, so you was a lazy hoe.
You don't clean up. Why you don't clean up?
Why would I?
Man, you a lazy
why
fuck.
Why should you? I ain't ready to know this that good thing to clean up. And I don't want none. Why should you? If
why
you messed
I?
Up, you clean up. Why shouldn't you? Are you getting all smart, nigga? I said, why shouldn't you?
If I got kids, I ain't cleaning up a damn thing.
But this is the same person.
I would say that thing. Just smart in.
He'd spill mayonnaise on the couch and just let it sit there like he didn't do it.
No, I wouldn't. I'd tell somebody to get it up.
You said that. Nope, you said
He said he'd tell somebody to get it up. Oh,
yeah.
Shit. You the motherfucking man.
But he finna fuck me good tonight, so it's okay that the couch got mayonnaise on it.
No, it's not. I'll throw your ass a towel. You better get that shit up. I'm talking about ASAP, Rocky. What the hell?
My name ain't Rocky, so I ain't cleaning up shit.
Well, Cass, bomb your ass with dish towels. You'll figure it out. Yeah, you talking about.
Now, hold on. Now, I mean, I was cracking a joke when I said, now, if I waste something on the couch,
yeah, because that's when the asshole just appeared. That asshole appeared real quick.
But now, no, I'm not finna wash no dishes. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
No. When I say clean up, I'm saying clean up behind yourself. Like, if the shit already clean, you come in and fuck them up real quick, clean that shit up. Me personally, I don't like to be near do laundry and dishes. What?
Right. I mean, Thank you. That's all I'm saying. I grew up in a household where the men didn't do the laundry. The men didn't do the dishes. That's not what we did. We took out the garbage and we cut the grass.
And fix shit.
Right.
Yeah, and fix
shit. Fix
shit.
Do you know how to fix shit, Cass?
I can fix whatever ails you.
Huh?
Nothing.
That went right over my head, didn't it? Shut up.
Let go that asshole. But now, my thing is this. Now, if I grew up in this type of household, then all of a sudden I get with you and you talking about the dishes ain't washed. Well, shit, you didn't wash them.
Yeah, and then if you at the crib by then, you'll wash dishes. I mean, that's trifling, shit. Wash the dishes. Mm-hmm. The dishes.
Hey, Cass, be like, when dishes ain't washed. Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed
right.
that. You know?
Yeah, yeah,
right.
I noticed that.
Okay,
I noticed
okay,
that
okay,
when
okay.
I came in.
I had to use one of these pots for some cereal and shit.
Okay, well, look, say, for instance, as a female, I grew up in a household where I never had to wash the dishes. So then when I get with you and you never had to wash the dishes and I never had to wash the dishes, what, we just going to buy styrofoam for the rest of our lives together?
Yeah.
No, you just going to have out. To learn how to wash dishes.
And so are you, motherfucker.
Okay.
And no, I'm not, motherfucker.
Straight up,
well, then you better
straight
learn
up
how to learn dishwasher. All I'm saying is you can do something, contribute. If we got a dishwasher, at least
you know what? If you did less talking and more cleaning, we wouldn't have this problem. See, that's the problem.
You ain't got to worry about me cleaning up, brother.
See, we would not have this argument if you just did what you did. I mean, but see, that energy that... That energy that you taking out trying to prove this point to me, you could have been had the dishes washed. While you sitting there trying to debate with me, the dishes could have been washed. You could have been and done it and be laying down with your head on my lap.
I'm not gonna debate with you. You ain't gotta worry about me doing what I
deserve.
Right. Me stroking your head. Hey baby, you did
you
a good
straight
job.
Up caveman. Oh my God.
Hey,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Look, I feel you might need some time to yourself right now. You know what I'm saying? So you can get these dishes done, and I'll be back.
You love it. You the hoe, too. So you do, okay, Wick?
I'm not a whore.
Okay.
I'm a free agent.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's different.
I like that, we're free agents.
Yes, I apologize. You are a free agent, I apologize. That's the modern day word. That's the modern
that's
day
not
word.
I'm not a whore.
I'm trying to figure out what makes me a whore. It makes me a whore because I don't want to.
The dudes don't do dishes, damn it.
Yeah, I'm a whore.
You'll clean up. I do dishes, though. I will do some dishes, though, so I'm not a whore.
But you live by yourself.
But I do dishes. I'm not a whore.
Okay, now, hold on, seriously. No, all bullshit aside. Now, if I cook, I clean, I do the dishes. All right, I do all this. And, I mean, like I said, I said this before. And I mean, maybe it sounds chauvinistic. Maybe it sounds Neanderthalish, or whatever the case may be. But I'm honestly, my honest opinion is, if I do all this, I mean, what the fuck I need you for?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to feel like I need you for something. Let me take that back. I didn't say that right. I don't want you to feel like I just need you to cook, clean, and wash my drawers. But it's like, you know, it's that. Come on, help me out, ladies. Y'all know what it is.
Okay.
Ain't nobody helping your ass.
Based on what you just said, you don't ever have to do none of that, okay? And when you come home, I have your slippers ready for you, your dinner's ready for you, and I'm ready to cater to your fucking sexual needs. Okay, but then tomorrow, when you decide that this bitch look good and you want some pussy, why is it okay for you to just do that, even though I cater to everything that you need at home?
Well, why would I go out? Why would I go fuck her if you are doing all that?
I don't know, but Cass on the show has said
No, you've
never heard Cass on the show say, You can do all that, and I'm still going to go fuck somebody else. No, now you're lying. You're lying. I've never made that statement. Now, it's something that,
well, you don't have to, but it's been done.
Right. It's implied.
And I'm pretty sure it has. But now, you don't throw it off in my lap. I'm not the one that's out.
It's like variety. You know, well, I know. I remember my grandma telling me a long time ago, when men are just like different pussy because they dogs. Not saying
no,
dogs like
no,
y'all
that's not a,
listen to
no.
what I'm saying. No, I'm saying veracity. Like, they like different, you know what I'm saying, different, not necessarily even different women. Shit, just different goings on, you know, something different. A man gonna, you're going to always keep it to, you know what I'm saying, they hard to... Let me see, the flesh is weak, you know what I'm trying to say, or whatever.
Exactly.
And,
I mean,
you know, shit, they like variety of pussy, shit. And when
exactly.
you got it coming like
exactly.
50
and that's the
men, 50 women to one man, then, you know, it's plenty of pussy out there, shit.
There's plenty of pussy out
there.
Out
the window, shit.
Yeah. And,
okay,
you know,
well,
and I was in a situation where I was with somebody, and I did everything, and this motherfucker even told me. I was like, you know what I'm saying, I am so crazy about you, but I can't resist. I can't say no. You know what I'm saying? And to the point where it was older women that were, you know, that pursued him, and he couldn't say no. There were Asian women and Greek women and all kind of different women that approached him, and he would tell me, you know what I'm saying, ain't none of them do what you do for me emotionally, but the sex is something different. And so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Either way it goes, he still was a whore.
Okay, well, okay, now, just hear me out on this. Hear me out on this. All right. Okay, I'm just going to say it. It sounds like he was saying that, yeah, you a good woman, but they pussy was better.
Wow, better pussy, then that never, ever came a part of it because...
Hold on. I'm not saying that's the truth. But, I mean, if he telling you, okay, yeah, emotionally, you know, you supply all my needs, but sexually, I just got to have that, then I mean, like
no.
I said, I'm not trying to be funny, but, I mean, me personally, if a woman told me that, personally, I feel like my game wasn't tight. My sexual game was not tight enough.
That'll kind of hurt my feelings.
That was never the case. That was never the case because I never said that he went back to the same woman more than once, which means that if somebody new approaches you, you've never experienced their pussy, so you don't know what it feels like. And if you never went back to that person, and it didn't have anything to do with me. That was personal. It was the fact that he could not resist sexual advances.
I mean,
it didn't have shit
right.
to do with
it. Look at the idiots on the Maury Povich show. They know damn well it's a camera here, but they damn hormones. I mean, they men. They just always.
You know what? Now, come on. We you know what? Ain't nobody that damn dumb now. I mean,
goddamn.
I will call him right now because we still talk. And this motherfucker has told me all of the women that I did this and that with, it was a one-time deal. I hit it, I quit it, I came back to you. You know what I'm saying? So it was never about me and my lack of anything. Because that motherfucker would still tell me today, oh, yeah, you put it down. But he could just not resist other sexual advances. Other women were interesting to him. He had never experienced different cultures or women older than him or different this or different that. And so he just was like, shit, it was an experience for him.
Okay, and I got
to
all right, and I got a bridge in Brooklyn. You want to buy it?
Yeah, if that will help you sleep at night, who am I to tell you
this? Hey. I mean, okay, now, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but come on now, take this from a man's point of view. I mean, wait a minute, hold on. We got another caller.
Come on, man. Y'all know it's Big Josh clocking back in, man. I couldn't do it without y'all. What's the business?
What's up, Josh? What's up with you, dog?
What's going on,
Josh?
With you, man?
All right, here go the scenario right now. And I'm... I only half tell a story. I'm gonna let Liquor Store. the one story you were just telling, I mean, ask Josh. We ask Josh.
All right, Josh. I was with a guy once upon a time who could not, like, he experimented with all kinds of different women, older women, women of different cultures, women of different races, all kinds of shit, right? But he would always come back to me. Like, he never, you know, it was always a hit it and quit it thing. It was never no repeat business, okay? But my thing was, he was still a whore. You know what I'm saying? Even though he came back home, and it was always me on top, you know what I'm saying? He would tell me. He would tell me, you know, it ain't got, you know, it's not you. I put my demo down. But when other women who were different to him would approach him, he would, you know, engage in sexual encounters with them. Is he still a whore?
Hold on.
Hold on, Josh. I got to stop you like you stopped me. No, that ain't what we were talking about just now. We were talking about the fact that your sex game wasn't all the way there.
All right, my apologies. Okay, so, Josh, if you fucking other women, but you still come home to me, and you like I said, ain't no repeat business. You hit it, quit it, you come home. Do that mean that my sex game is whack?
Not exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I'm going to tell you why, you feel me? Just because, like last night we were saying, you know, it's just like you tell me come over and hit your girl so-and-so, and she'll come home to you. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
No. Hold on, Josh. I think you got the wrong misconception. What she's saying is that her dude is leaving out going to fuck different women all the time, just different women.
If he got this thing and still coming home to you.
Yeah, he tells her emotionally, you're there for me. But sexually, I need different women.
All right, well then, yeah, he ain't there with you for the cake then, baby. He there for the ice cream, you hear me?
I mean,
he there for something. You know what I'm saying? And really, if he ain't there sexually, because really, that's more the relationship, if you want to be honest. I mean, that's the majority. Women ain't going to stay if the thing ain't shit. And I believe that shit true.
That's not true.
That shit is true.
Okay. And look at stuff, let me just go on record to say I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it, like, me personally, I would, if a motherfucker came to me and said, Cass, emotionally, you're there for me. You know, and I love that about you and I love you for it. But yes, sexually, I have an appetite and I would feel like no, I'm not fulfilling that appetite that you have. I mean, me personally, I would feel that. I would be like, you know, fuck that.
I completely respect that, and obviously,
I'd be a little hurt from it.
Me and him are together today, so I mean, you know, case for us, right?
But I mean,
so what? I mean, shit, life goes on.
But I mean, so what's keeping you there?
I'm not with that.
This was years ago.
Yeah, this was years ago. This ain't nothing recent at all. But like I said, it was like he never did leave me. He never did go back for repeat dips. It was just if an older.
But didn't you say that's what he told you, right? You said he told you it was. He never went back to reunion.
Yeah, okay, but let me.
I'm sorry. If that's not like
you,
I said.
Let me inform you. This was years ago, like,
I'm not
and
the
I was a detective. I talked to every last one of them females. This was a long time ago, and so every time I knew, I mean, because he never hid it from me. He wasn't ever dishonest about it. He told me.
Wait! I gotta ask. I gotta ask, I mean, okay, now I'm gonna tell you, and like I said once again, I hear what you're saying. When you saying he never hid it from you, he just came out. I don't think he had a whole lot of respect for you. If he just, oh yeah, you know I fucked Melissa last night. Well, yeah, you know, I just fucked Chingwa's Tuesday.
I agree with you. You know, completely. He didn't have any respect for me whatsoever. But because
for me to walk in the house and just be like, I mean, with no remorse. I mean, like, okay, yeah, you know, I fucked old girl.
Yeah, it was never like that. You're taking it like, okay, and I can.
Well, that's how you making it sound.
No, that's how you said it. I'm just saying how you said it.
When I say that he never hid it from me, it was to say that he never was blatant like, hey, look, I'm going to go do this and that. It was never like that.
Once you busted him, he was like, yeah, I fucked him.
Exactly.
That's what you mean?
Once I was like,
hey, he had it from you.
If
that will help you sleep at night, it's not me.
Wait a minute, hold on, y'all. We got Miss Pim back. Miss Pim, what's up?
Oh, you know what? All this time I've been jumping in there just trying to say my little shit, and I'm like, none of y'all was hearing. I don't know what happened. But here's what I think. You know, I think one component, at least from what I was hearing, is I think he knows who he is, and I think he respected her enough to say that to her, you know, and gave her choices. Instead of just going out there doing a damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Listen,
right.
You know, guys are not emotional people. They're not. And if he said to her, you satisfy me, there's no woman that has my heart. You have that. However, you know, I got some things going on with me, and I need this. But I think he respected her enough to tell her that, gave her choices,
so she
can make the decision to stay or go.
Exactly.
Instead of just going out there and, you know, bringing all that conflama back to the crib.
Exactly.
She's knowing. She has a choice to make.
I had a choice.
Okay.
I just want to ask a question, Cass.
Wait a minute. Hold on, dog. Hold on. Can I say something? I want to rebuttal to what Miss Pimp just said. I just have to rebuttal this.
Nigga, please.
This is the question I wanted to ask. Was it okay? You called him one time, and then he told you that, or he did it a few times
in their life,
and then he told you that?
No, there were several women, several different women that I actually talked to. As a matter of fact, that was respect.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure what Ms. Pim said. So what you're telling me is that if I go out and I fuck somebody and I come home and I give you enough respect to say, all right, well, you know, yeah, I this is just me and this is how I am. I mean, I'm really giving you a lot. I'm giving you respect. That's respect.
Hold on. I'm gonna say yes, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why I say that. Instead of you giving me choices, you understand? It's like you're telling me, okay, this is who I am. You know what I mean? This is who I am. Your act is what you do. It's no different than an alcoholic or whatever. They know who they are. It's just admitting it and knowing that. But if he's able to tell that other person, I mean, sex addiction, drug addiction, it's all one and the same. But he may have a problem that he recognizes, but enough to tell his counterpart this is what's going on. He's open enough to say that to her.
But he's not telling her that until he's getting busted.
I'm telling you, that's different.
That's different.
It's not that he ever got
busted. He's not telling her until he's busted. So.
I never walked in on it or I never
found
out.
I ain't saying you walked in on it. I'm saying you probably found a number or you called a number or something. I'm just saying you found out about it, and he just didn't deny it.
There were still not coming up front and telling you up front,
and then you
right, right, you right, you right,
you right.
So in essence, it's a respect and it's a disrespect. You disrespected me when you gave your body to somebody else, okay? But you did respect me enough to say, okay, this is my issue. You can stay or leave. You know, and that's why.
Would you marry me?
But hold on, though. But, well, I don't know. That kind of sounds kind of, it's disrespecting both ways, though. I mean, I'm disrespecting you.
I agree. You're absolutely, but again, that's why I'm not with that man today. We don't fuck around today. This is past endeavors. Learn lessons and shit like that. You know what I mean? This ain't no shit that's going on right now. Hell, if I, you know, was still with that fella, I would probably be sad and blue and not on the phone with y'all. But
ain't nothing wrong with your beliefs.
Got over a long time ago.
Hey, can I just jump in and say something? Just like going back to something that you said earlier in the conversation about being with somebody and what you would do and what you won't do in these stipulations. Those are the same words, exactly, damn near, that I said. And if Kaz, man, I wanted to come through the damn phone and choke the shit out your ass. But, you know, I feel exactly the same way. And I'm sitting here, hallelujah, and everything else. I'm with you on that one, Lucas. I'm with you, girl.
Wait a minute,
I'm with you, 1,000%.
Hold on, now. First of all, don't you ever... Hey, you put your hands on me, it's going to be a problem. Don't you put your hands on me. No, I'm just joking. But now, Sega, what did you just... I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you that good. What did you just say that I said that made you just want to slap me?
I don't want to slap you. I want to choke the shit out you.
Okay. So
what I said was, you asked her about, you know, the whole threesome thing. We went back on that threesome thing. And she said the same thing that I said. And, you know, there would be stipulations. You know what I mean? What she would do and what she wouldn't do. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay. Everything that she said, I absolutely agree completely, thoroughly with her. Even with the whole, when she said...
The bottom line is that you don't want to have a threesome either.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? Hey, I don't I'm giving them stuff.
Don't agree with it. My thing is this.
But it's not about...
Hold on. The thing between you and her, the difference between you and her is that I'm not even going to say that you don't want to have it. She don't want to have it. You just want to control the situation. It's a difference.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's where you're wrong. I'm saying that you asked her if she had a choice.
I feel like if he can't hit my pussy, there's no point in having it. And I feel like, okay, I'm good enough to let you get some head and hit some ass. Why do you need to get the pussy, too? I mean, shit.
I don't want no ass. I want the pussy.
I won't give you no ass.
Did I ask you for some? Did I ask you for some?
You know what?
What? How you even know if I like? How you know if I even like anal sex?
Based on conversations on this show, I don't know. So
no, now hold on. Once again. If you basing anything on this show. And if you ever heard me say anything about anal sex, I said it once, I said it twice, and I said it 1,000 times. Men, it's not the fact that we enjoy anal sex. Only thing about anal sex that's enjoyable is the fact that we got y'all in a submissive state. We control the power. That's the only thing. Other than that, ain't no motherfucker want to stick his dick in no shit. I mean, it's a power thing. It's a power thing. That's the only time. I mean, yeah, we can hit the pussy. But
you can't speak for everybody. You cannot do that, man. You can't speak for every man.
I'm going to speak for the motherfuckers I know. And I'm going to tell you like this. Everything is, us being men, yes, we want to dominate. We want to dominate at every chance we get. Now, we can grab y'all, put y'all legs behind y'all head, and we can just ram the pussy hard as we can. And you know what we going to get out of that? Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. God damn it. I mean, shit, I'm not winning. I mean, you winning. I mean, we both winning because we both enjoying it. But when you actually got a motherfucker in the state where you got a motherfucker in the state where she's sitting there grabbing sheets and she tearing up and crying and you like, shut up. And she, yes, you feel empowerment. I mean, but other than that, I mean,
I understand that. I'm not taking any of that away from you. I understand your point of view 100%. I swear I do.
Okay, hold on. Before you even finish that, let me ask my man Josh. Josh still with us?
Yeah, you know I'm here now.
Okay, Josh, what do you think? Now, as far as what I just said, as far as the anal thing, how do you feel about that, bro?
I'm going to be straight up with you, G. I don't do the anal thing, because, G, I just don't do it, G. I mean, I'm not. That's just me personally. Now, don't take my views, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't take my views, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying as far as me coming up, that was some old prison type ass shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Just me personally, me and my niggas, that's some old prison type shit to us. You know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying. Hey, some niggas do like to do their thing and go on in there. Yeah, they do. But some niggas don't, though.
Okay,
and I said that in the respect that, okay, if anal sex is something that you have asked me for in our relationship, and I wouldn't give it to you, okay? If that's something you've asked me for and I would not comply with, but there is somebody who is willing to comply and that's something that you want to do, okay, fine. You can hit her ass until the cows come home. Because it's not something that I let you do in our relationship. But now we on something freaky. We're doing the threesome thing. So she's with it. Fine, go for it. It's still something that I won't let you do within our personal one-on-one private relationship. So why turn it down when it's offered to you and I'm sitting there?
Because that's not what I agreed to do the threesome for. I wanted to fuck somebody. Pussy.
You are fucking somebody.
My ass. No, I didn't want no.
What's going on? I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
Janine, let me fill you in. Before you got on, she said that there were stipulations. That these are her stipulations. Her stipulations is that there will be I couldn't fuck her. I can get my dicks up. And I can fuck her in the ass. Am I right? Those are the stipulations, right?
Yes. And if you hit the pussy, you got to put on a rubber.
Now, see, I'll take this. Now, that wasn't in your stipulations at first.
Yes, it was.
There wasn't no F on the pussy.
Okay, so now,
yes,
Janine.
There was.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll say it was. I heard you say it. She said it after the fact, but she said I interrupted her, but nevertheless. Okay, Janine, those are the stipulations. Those are the stipulations for the threesome.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly the reason why I didn't like doing threesomes with other people. Every goddamn body got stipulations. We here to have fucking fun. Take your stipulations elsewhere. Don't fuck with me, because you know what? You're right. Your man going to be calling me anyway. So...
Janine, I love your ass, man. You are.
And you know what? I am not that type. I don't need to be trying to steal nobody's man and no shit like that. But it's just the fact that, you know, you got all these stipulations on everything.
I did say that I would not incorporate a threesome into my relationship. But if you wanted to invite me into your threesome, I would be with that. Because y'all don't have no stipulations, so no problem. But you can't come in my relationship. I'm not going to invite you into my relationship without stipulations.
Now, Cass, I got a question for you. How is it that I have control issues and I have the same views as liquor store and somehow she just got stipulations and I got control issues? I feel exactly the same way she does.
Because you the same motherfucker to tell the motherfucker he better wash the dishes or he getting the fuck out. Boy, he got to do that. You know what the hell you were saying all last week. Come on, guys. Come on.
Shit.
It wasn't no motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
You know you was acting a donkey last week.
No, no. I still feel the exact same. Would you push it up a little bit?
I'm just saying.
We never got to talk about no threesome in my relationship. Because you're not going to like
worry,
what I have to say about it. You're not going to like
wouldn't.
What I have to say about it. So
we wouldn't. I'm serious. We wouldn't. But nevertheless, I'm going to have one. But then, you know what? But you know what? But now, hold on. My thing is this. Liquorstone, after I go have that threesome, I will be respectful and come back and tell you about it.
Oh,
wow.
You know what,
Taz?
You go ahead. That's
what?
Slap yourself.
Hey, Wick. Was I on point on that one, Wick?
Oh, my goodness.
All I'm doing is quoting. I'm just quoting.
Do not
now,
go and do not
wait a minute. Hold on. Now. Miss Pimp, ain't I being respectful? I came back and I told her that you know this is how I am.
Man, you asshole.
Miss Pimp, ain't I being respectful?
I'm going to tell you the difference between you and this story. The thing is, you said, okay, we're not going to do it, but you're going to do it anyway. You didn't give no choices. You laid it down and said, this is what it's getting ready to be. And then you came back afterwards and said, hey, I did it. You know what I mean? And tell you all about it. That ain't respectful. That's grimy.
What makes that any different from what he did? Shit, he had it in his mind. I'm finna go fuck this Asian bitch.
Well, I mean, now that I got the story, the whole different kind of light. He got caught out there. Then he explained himself, but I assumed from what I was listening to that he was like, I got bad luck for you. However. XYZ, this is what I'm doing. You know what I mean? You got my heart, but, I need more. And I'm just telling you that. So, he kind of gave her a choice. That's how
he got
the conversation.
Well, I did too. Shit, I needed a threesome. I came to you with a threesome. You put the stipulations on it. I need a threesome with no stipulations. So I did what I had to do. But I came back and told you.
We can't do that, though.
Exactly, because if I decide that for whatever reason I want to go sleep with another man, whether I come back and tell you about it or whether you find out
You know what my whole point of this is? The whole point of this is what you said was some bullshit. Because I'm saying right now is bullshit.
What I'm saying is even if you tell somebody up front, if that person has feelings for you, it's still going to be hurtful or disrespectful. If that person's got feelings for you and you come to them up front, before you've even had sex with somebody else, and say, you know what, I'm just a hoe. I like sleeping with all these different men, and you know what, I can't refrain myself anymore. I mean, what's that person going to say or do?
You got a choice.
I'm just saying he's gonna be mad. I'm not saying it ain't like he's just gonna be like, oh, okay.
Right. And see, you know what? Granted, I've been talking shit, I've been bullshit, But that's my whole point. Come on. That man wasn't respectful. That man wasn't nothing about that respectful. Cause
and you
I just the same
right.
scenario. You know, hold on. Let me finish. Can I finish? Now, I put it in the same perspective that y'all did. The shit spewing out my mouth, I'm sitting here like, that's some bullshit. What I'm saying is some bullshit. But it wasn't no more bullshit. I mean, but for y'all to sit here and say that this man was respectful enough to do that, come on, that's bullshit. That's bullshit, and y'all know that's bullshit. Because you cannot sit there and say what I said was bullshit and what he said was respectful. It's not. It's one and the same.
But it ain't no more bullshit than if you cheat on me and I never find out about it and you never tell me about it, but you keep cheating on me. At least the motherfucker had decency enough to say this is who I am.
He didn't tell you right away. He told you when he got cold. Now, that's what you said.
Occasions.
He told you once he got cold.
Entire thing. Okay, you're right. All right. I let it go. Because, like I said, that was a 19-year-old boy that was years ago, and so it doesn't even really matter today. So, fuck it.
Who are you?
Basically, when I was 19, I got fucking played, and that was the end of it. So, you know.
And we all did. I mean, shit, you ain't by yourself. You're not by yourself.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to tell you, I got played so motherfucking good that a motherfucker, I bought a motherfucker matching jewelry, and the nigga had my shit on.
Oh, hell.
I remember that story. I ain't had the time. I had the time. I spent that shit on me when I was 19.
Shit, I had women I did what I wanted to do, but shit. For another motherfucker.
But I'm just saying, man, we all, like the song say, everybody done played the fool. Ain't no motherfucker on here that walk straight through this motherfucker than walk straight through life saying and ain't never got got. We all done got got. I mean, my only thing was, shit, he wasn't no better than me.
You're right. I mean, I gotta give it to you. I do. Right is right. And shit, years ago, lesson learned.
Shit, I mean, we all had lessons learned. I mean, that was my whole thing. It was just like, that's why I came the way I came, because it was like, come on, man, y'all hearing y'all self, y'all trying to get this nigga's props, talking about he respectful. Shit, that nigga was an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no
asshole.
Paying his price today, too. I don't have
any. And he probably is. And I'm not doubting it.
And you know what? To be completely fair, I've done the same thing. I fucked over a good person, you know, for my own selfish-ass reasons, and then I got the short end of the stick after I fucked him over. So you're absolutely right. Everybody plays the fool. You know, we've all been in love, and we've all done some stupid shit. Yeah.
It happens. And Ms. Pimp, I got to tell you, I've been listening to you talk all night, but I still got to tell you.
There was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
You don't. You don't.
I gotta agree.
You know what?
I gotta tell you, I agree.
I gotta say it one more time.
There was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
Oh my God!
All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here. We got to get up out of here, y'all. My man, Big Josh, you got last words for us all?
Yeah, man. Lost a true homie today, man. So I want to say RIP to my homie Drill, man. And y'all be safe out there, cause these streets is getting real horrible.
Oh, damn. Oh, you got our condolences, man. You got our condolences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Janine, I know you was a little late, but shit, you still got in on it. Ooh, what you got any last words for us?
Okay, so good talking to everybody.
And I'll be on here next week, like always.
Okay, that's what's up, that's what's up. Poetry, you was really quiet tonight. Did you enjoy the show?
Of course I did. I was just listening. Of course, I always enjoy the show. It was just a lot going on. Make sure you clean up your house tonight, okay?
Clean up who house? Oh, I know that now.
You whore.
Wait, shut your ass up. You got any last words for us, dog?
Great show as usual. Love talking to y'all. See y'all next week.
That's
City
up,
for
that's
life.
Last but not least. Well, no, not last but not least. I mean, Liquor Store, you got any last words for us?
Yes. Good show. I always enjoy talking to y'all. You the whole cast, but we love you anyway with your horse. Motherfucking caveman ways.
Yeah,
you're not a whore. You just got horse ways.
I'm sorry. I'm cute, though. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. Now last but not least, Miss Pimp, any last words?
I love y'all. I got to be fiending all the way till next week now, so I'm mad. But I love y'all. Y'all make my whole day, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So we walk around like a crack fiend until I get my fix next week.
But like I said,
you gotta get my fix.
Y'all always welcome to CNCityRadioShow.com. Like I said, we still in the process. I mean, it's up, it's running. Like I said, we do our thing on there. But I'm gonna tell you like this. It's going to get bigger and it's going to get better. You know what I'm saying? So y'all work with us. Y'all stay down with us. And trust me, by the time it's over, y'all going to be like, God damn, fuck Facebook. Fuck with CNCityRadioShow.com. That's what it's going to be. Shout out to my girl Slick Mick, too. I'll see you on there. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see something right quick. Damn, I can't get her. Mick, can you talk?
What's going on, baby?
What's up, can you give a quick shout out right quick?
You know I hear you, baby. What's going on, everybody?
All right, that's what's up. I see y'all, man. Y'all don't know Mick be at work, but she a faithful listener. She listen every motherfucking week.
Well, you already know that, baby. You already know that. I wish I could come talk shit with y'all, but one day I will. You know that.
It's cool. All right,
now get your motherfucking ass out that motherfucking closet, hide, and go on and get to work.
All right, fellas, let me get back down here. I'm going to holler at y'all.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for logging in. We had a ball tonight. And once again, can I just say this? Once again.
You're an asshole.
Wasn't it just so calm and peaceful tonight? I mean, granted, even though we had our little trials and tribulations, but wasn't it just so calm and peaceful tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. It was calm. It was peaceful tonight. I'm just saying. I'm not saying why it was calm and peaceful. But it was calm and peaceful tonight. And to my girl, hey, I got to tell you.
Probably was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
Stupid.
Y'all
post some pictures.
All right, to next week, y'all.
Hey, look, I will never show my titties again, okay? They are fucking gorgeous. What's that?
Don't do that.
These bitches is going in the box. What's that?
Oh, right. God.
Y'all have a good night. Like I said, SinCityRadioShow.com. Hit us up. I mean, like I said, we post the pictures. We, like I said, give us a little time. We working with it. But by the end of the day, it's going to be what it's going to be. And it's going to be something exciting. All right, y'all. Peace out. I'll let y'all next week.